Hello and welcome to our Catholic News podcast. Now, it's been a little while since we've had a Catholic News podcast, but I'm delighted to say that joining me in the studio today is the Archbishop of Minsk, Mohilev, which I hope I've pronounced correctly, and that is Archbishop Thaddeus Kondrasevich. Father, yeah. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for inviting me here. I've just arrived to London from Minsk, and I'm here. I'm responsible for Catholic media in Belarus, so probably I'm in the right place.
Do you know, I forgot to tell our listeners that. 4 a.m. our time, the Archbishop's been on a plane and he's straight in here to talk to us. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for inviting having me here.
Brilliant. Now, the first thing, I'm not so certain that we know as much as we should about Belarus. So tell us a little bit about the country, but particularly about the church and your role.
Well, Belarus is a European country situated between Russia, Ukraine, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia. The whole population of Belarus is 9.5 million, and the number of Catholics is about 1.5 million, so about 15% of population. The Catholic Church, as well as the Orthodox Church, exists in Belarus since the 10th century, so it's very, very long history, very long traditions. The church was persecuted several times, and basically during atheistic persecution of the Soviet regime for 70 years, and it was a very tough time. There remained only about 60 priests, about 110 opened churches. Now, situation has been changed and is improving every year. Currently, there are 4 dioceses, about 500 parishes, about 500 priests. Among those, about 370, they are native priests, the others, the foreigners. Also, we have facilities for training of our priests to seminaries in Grodno and in Pinsk. Also, there are 3 colleges for training lay people, theology, catechetical work, and so on, and social teaching, and so on.
Now, before we go on to talk about your role with regard to the media and Catholic circles in Belarus, let's just talk a bit about your journey. You've been a bishop for 25 years now.
It's not my fault.
and in Minsk since 2007, but before that, you served in Russia. Now, forgive my ignorance, but explain to me how you came from being apostolic administrator in Minsk, transferred over to Russia, and then translated back to Minsk in 2007.
Well, you know, we are servants of the church, so where Pope is sending us, we have to go. The same as when Bishop is sending some priest into some parish, priest has to go. So 25 years ago, in 1989, I was a parish priest for 2 parishes in Grodno. It's my native city. I was born nearby Grodno, so I know very well. I finished my school in Grodno. I started to study pedagogical university, started to study mathematics and physics, but I was expelled because of was attending church.
So you were expelled for your Catholic faith?
Yeah, it was such time. So, but I went to Leningrad, now St. Petersburg, and started to study in the technical university, and nobody said something against me, that I was a believer, that I was attending church services. So, you know, it's something strange a little bit, because of Leningrad, now St. Petersburg, is a city of 3 revolution. From this point of view, the situation was very good. I'm saying that this city is a city of religious tolerance. And in 1991, John Paul II, he nominated me apostolic administrator for Catholics of Latin Rite in Belarus. It was very good time for the church. Mm. The old regime was living, was going down, losing its power and so on. And it was a very good time to receive churches. I was an apostolic administrator in Belarus only for 1.5 years. Yeah. But I was able to receive 97 churches previously confiscated by government, to open seminary in Grodno, which now prepared about 200 priests. But in 1991, Pope told me, go to Moscow.
So you went.
I went, so I went. I started with, you know, maybe 7 priests. 2 of them were older than 80 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 2 churches, 4 chapels. Nothing.
Do you feel that you've always worked in adversity?
Yeah, well, but, you know, you have to go forward, you have to go to fulfill your task. Recently I read, maybe it was a joke, I don't know, but I read that once Churchill was invited to some university here in UK, and he was asked to say a few words before starting some conference. I read that he said only a few words, "Never give up."
Is that how you felt?
Yeah, I'm trying to do also. Never give up. Never stop. Go ahead. Go ahead. And I had been working in Moscow, in Russia, for 16 years. During this time, I organized a seminary in St. Petersburg, Theological Institute in Moscow, several printing houses, printed more than 600 titles of different theological and historical books in Russian language, you know, after 70 years of persecution. It was. Mm. I started, as I mentioned, with several priests. I left Russia when we had 270 priests.
Wow.
Yeah, basically they were foreigners, but they were from 23 countries.
Extraordinary.
And starting Australia and finishing Argentina.
Very resourceful.
Yeah. there were several also from Ireland.
Oh, right. Very interesting. Tell us about your return to Minsk in 2007. That sounded very interesting to me.
Yeah, it was interesting also for me. I found different church that I left in 1991. There were four dioceses, six bishops, one cardinal among them. Also, the second seminary was opened in Pinsk. They were organized these two printing houses. Also, media, our website, Catholic BY, well-developed pastoral work for young people. So I found living church, but we had to go forward. We can't stop.
You've definitely packed in an awful lot of work, I would say, in the last 7 years. I mean, I've read about the creation of an academy or a university. I don't know its educational status in Belarus. You've definitely been asked by government as well, haven't you, to do this?
Yeah, well, we need to have in Minsk, in the capital of Belarus, some higher theological studies. And we decided to create academy, some kind of university, maybe here in your country, you say university, with two sections. Mm-hmm. One section is a seminary, and the other section is for lay people. We are taking this post-conciliar model of the church of training, theological training, that seminarians are training together with lay people. Mm. And now we are in process of registration of the statute of the academy. And it's interesting that the president of our country, Alexander Lukashenko, he is in favor. Even he spoke to the Holy Father, saying to him that I would like to have. Pope personally asked me if it was true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. So I do hope that the statute will be registered by Ministry on Religion. And now we started with the kindergarten.
Yes, that's fascinating.
Yeah, especially for disabled children in Minsk. And also we received this building from government. It's a very old building. It needs renovation, but we received this. And the statute was registered. It would be the first such kind of activity in Belarus.
Excellent. Yeah. That's a very positive project. Now, I'm going to move slightly sideways to talk about your media role. You're sitting in front of a mic. We've taken pictures of you. What's coming across to me very clearly is you have a strong passion, actually, for spreading the word, not just the word of God, but also spreading the word about the church and what you're doing and, you know, for the good of society. How did you become so passionate about the media and communication?
Many years ago, when I was in Moscow, when I started to create all these things, I paid attention for media, and we created also a website and, as I have mentioned, some printing houses and so on. In Minsk, I see much more possibilities because of more Catholics and more young people are involved. And I was nominated by Bishops' Conference responsible for media, so it's my job. and I try to do my best. God and people have to judge.
Have we got you tweeting yet? Have you hit social media? Is that something that's in the pipeline?
Well, I'm trying to write a lot of homilies practically every Sunday. It's published, also pastoral letters. But I'm very pleased with this site. It's called Catholic BY, so everybody can find Catholic in English spelling.
Catholic.by.
Yeah, Catholic.by.
Perfect. I think we've noted that, but I will repeat it at the
end. Catholic.by. So I'm taking part in different meetings, different conferences, and I was very pleased to hear several times when simple journalists are saying, well, if I need some information, I know where to go. It's not only information for activity of the Catholic Church in Belarus, information activity of the Holy Father, information activity church worldwide information, also World Youth Day or some other meeting, synod and so on. There are a lot of informations, but we are putting also fundamental things, theology, liturgy, dogmatic theology, moral theology and so on, and people can find something.
Excellent. Well, Archbishop Thaddeus, we've had a nice little look at the Catholic Church in Belarus. I feel I understand it a little bit more. I can see some projects which perhaps the next time we speak you can update us and let us know how they're progressing. I hope they do very well. They're certainly very positive, good projects.
I would like to underline also activity with young people. Every year we are organizing in each diocese, there are four dioceses in Belarus, in each diocese, Day of Young People Youth Day. And in the same year, when there is a World Youth Day, we are organizing Pan-Belarusian gathering. It's very, very interesting. There are several thousands of young people coming for such gatherings. Young people, they're very interesting. And also, interesting part and active part of our church, and also a lot of pilgrimage. It's very well-developed program of pilgrimage. And we have a very famous Marian sanctuary, Our Lady of Butzlau, so, but okay, it's not sound like London, but in any case, it's the first weekend of July, usually, about 30,000 of people coming. But 10% of them, even more, are coming on foot from different places. From Minsk, it's 130 kilometers. From other city, from Baranovichi, 280 kilometers. Sometimes it's 50 kilometers, sometimes 70 kilometers, but they're going. It's a very big groups.
Archbishop, that's an old-fashioned pilgrimage, isn't it?
Maybe, but you know, in my work, I try to combine old good things and new things. Vetera et nova, as we say in Latin language.
Well, look, thank you very much for coming in. Really, really enjoyed talking to you. That's Archbishop Thaddeus Kondrasevich.
Thank you very much, and I wish you all the best, and to your office also, to spread the gospel in England and Wales and all around the world.
That is so kind, thank you. Now, what I am going to do is repeat that website address, because I said I would, and that is www.catholic.by.
Yeah.
So you can check out all the very latest, as you heard from the Archbishop. You can hear news from Rome, you can hear all the latest from Belarus, and the life of the church, basically. So do please check that out. If you want to follow us, you can do so on Twitter, at CatholicEW, and our website, www.catholicnews.org.uk. Now we'll return with a podcast very soon.